Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. I have a guest today and she needs no introduction because she was here last week and now she's here again this week. I feel like at some point she's going to be here regularly, that she'll turn into a co-host literally. Anyway, my guest today is Chineze. She's an amazing, amazing radio host and my friend and sister. So let's get right into the topic. Today, we're going to be discussing Big Girls Also Laugh. Because last time we talked about Big Girls Cry, shared a lot of sad stories. So we decided to come and make you happier this time. I mean, sometimes life is not a bed of roses and stuff, but then there are still times where we laugh, we feel proud, we feel happy. You laugh till like you fall off a chair or till your mouth starts hurting. So we want to talk about all those moments that you've laughed your best. So are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, I'm cool. Ready. We're going to start with a short game. We're going to start with a game of favorites. So I'm going to ask you some things that are your favorite and you tell me. So are you ready?
Okay.
So what's your favorite
food? I'm ready.
What's your favorite food?
Okay, macaroni with fried plantain. Yeah. I like it. I love that food so much.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Yeah. Oh, white. White, yes. White. Okay. I think I love white a lot.
Favorite celebrity?
My favorite celebrity is Weto. Mary Igwe, yes. Mary Igwe, she's my friend and my favorite celebrity. Like, I love watching a movie.
Okay. Your favorite city to visit?
City. Oh, it's outside the country now. What is the city in this Nigeria? It's outside the country.
Anywhere outside Nigeria.
Outside Nigeria. No, it's not here. It's outside Nigeria. The one I go.
What's your favorite item of clothing? Like, clothes.
Okay. Like, I think I prefer English wear, like, kind of casual. Sort of. A jean and a polo with the sneakers and your cap.
Okay, cool.
What's
your favorite day of the week?
Friday.
TGIF.
Friday. Because if I remember that you will not go to work on Saturday and Sunday, this is just a scream for my body. Then my worst day of the week, if you don't need to ask me that one, is on Sunday. If you remember that when you wake up is Monday, you have to prepare to work on time to dance. Just with you.
I'm with you on this one. I'm totally with you on this one. Friday favorite. Yeah, true. And Sunday has to be the worst. So, you know, some people be like Monday, but it's the day that prepares you for Monday that is the worst. That's Sunday. I agree.
Sunday. I don't think it's Monday. It's Sunday, because you remember that Sunday, you look for the clothes you wear to work. You ask yourself, I hope I repeated twice or something, so that you forget that people saying something in the office. You now have to iron the clothes. Get yourself prepared. If you remember that you've not done something or you have unfinished business, you left on Friday.
Yeah.
A lot on your head. So Friday is my favorite and Sunday is my worst. My worst, in fact. In fact, this week is my worst, because I don't understand this week today. I don't know if anybody noticed that this week was kind of fast. Like, if they can shift Sunday. Today is Monday. Yesterday, I thought that yesterday was Saturday. Yeah. I was totally confused when I checked my time. I found out it was Sunday. I have to jump from my bed to iron my clothes.
Okay. Speaking of, who is your favorite person? Who is your favorite person in the world?
I have three favorite person in the world.
Okay, we can do three.
My parents, my mom and my dad.
Okay.
Number one. My four brothers. And And there is this person I call my woke culture. Is my favorite. These three are my favorite.
Chinna is a politician. We
but let's just do that one.
A politician will fit you. I asked you favorite person. You say you have three. I'm like, okay, we can do three. You ended up fixing seven. You say her two parents, number one. Her four brothers, number two. Politician.
And there is an agama. They are my favorite person in this world. Yes, they are. They are. Yes, they are. Yes.
What's your favorite childhood memory? Let's start from there.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have any favorite. Okay. I'm going to say something. My growing up wasn't so like all those things I see people they were playing during raining season. No.
Yeah.
I grew up inside the house, within the house, everything in the house. In fact, every of the playing stuff was in there. The only place I know I normally go to was that is my mommy's friend, closest friend, Auntie Chinelu Dabe. I used to go to their house. That's Toby Dabe and Uzo Dabe. We go to their house to, I think, we just stay and go back. That's the only thing I know that. I don't think I have any. Okay, yes. Then the only time I used to be free is when I go to mom's villa. Because my cousins, they come back, then we can play. But we're always very careful because that would be like, if you come back with an injury, I'm going to spark your head. So we have to be careful while playing. You don't have to injure yourself to avoid flogging. So that's it. So I grew up within the house. Everything was in the house. My parents believed that you have to, don't go out. If you go out, you get a very... In fact, you have to be punished about it. So I don't think I have any favorite at all. Just watching cartoon and nothing else. I'm playing PS for the boys. So that's it.
I mean, you have to you have to blend in with the boys because you're the only girl.
And then they dealt with me. You see, dealt with me because there's some time that you'd be like, you'd be watching movie and then my brother will come and take the remote away from you and put football, or they'll be like, they'll disconnect it and put PS and they'll start playing. So you have to shout and beg and cry. You know, that kind of thing.
So if you didn't have fun memories at home, you possibly have in school. I think kids had a little bit of freedom in school, because in school, no parents, you can like play as much as you want and all that.
No, I did not. I went to boarding house. From my house to boarding house. Then they drive me back to the house. Then you go back again. I did not, even in my uni days. I was this scared because look at Onitsha. My parents live in Onitsha. And then look at Oka. So, and my parents, my mom, in fact, I don't know. Sometimes I ask my God, in my next world, please give my mother 3 or 4 girls. So they will take their eyes off me. My mom would usually drive from Onitsha to Oka to come and know if I'm in the hostel. So that is, I swear, so that period, I'll be having this mentality that even if I want to travel now, what if this woman will come now and ask if I'm around or I'm not around? Kasala will both too. So Chineze, especially sit down, don't go anywhere. So I wasn't even free. They even made it that I'll be coming back every Friday, even when I was in the uni. I tried it in my year 1, year 2, year 3. I said, oh, I'm not going to try it again. I'm a big girl now. Yes, now. Then your friends will not come and start. Because that period, all my friends, almost all my childhood friends, they stopped coming to my house. They'll be like, I used to come to your house, but you don't used to come to my own. I'll be like, I cannot go out now. My parents are, they are very strict. Like, another name for strictness, they are. Another name, they were so disciplined. They said that you cannot step your foot out of the house at all. You can't. You dare not. Even now, most times, if I want to travel now, I used to tell them ahead so that they will not have any reason for me not to go. Like if I have, like I'm going somewhere on the 16th, I will start now to start telling them so that it will be ring. They will be hearing it every day. I'll be telling my mom, remember, it's 16th. So that on 15, you not tell me, get be in
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. So
yeah.
As I'm growing up, it's not that hard. It's not that sweet.
Okay, Chineze, let's create something. I mean, in the last episode, you said you do a little bit of script writing. So I want you to rewrite your childhood and make it happier and tell me the story. So what you would have wanted your childhood to be like?
Okay, first of all,
I
wanted to be like, if I'm going to write a script about my childhood, if I wanted to be like that, I want this kind of modern house. During rainy season, you come out, you run around the water, and you go and fetch water in the stream, get to play before you come back.
Okay.
You know that kind of thing we see? You know that kind of thing you see? Like, I normally see them do that in my mom's villa, but we can't do it because my mom, they're also coming from this family that their grandchildren doesn't go out because the compound is very big. So the gates are is always locked. So we always see them running. So that's how I want my childhood to look like. And I swear to God. And then I'll kind of, I'm sorry. There's this thing I used to say. I want my parents, like in my next world, I wish my parents they will not be learned. They will not have.
What is that?
It's not a bad idea, but this is what I was thinking. But I like how I am now. But then I said, in my next, if I want to write script about how I want my child, I'll be like, my mom will be like, God, this would I tire up. Oh God, it's so crazy, right?
Yeah, it's so
good. I just but I think I've had there's this my friend that I had in school. She wasn't, her name is Kosi. So she's God forgive me, I'm not saying, but they are poor. Like they are very poor.
Okay.
So I used to follow her to their house. I think she's the only one, my dad. But even when I'm going, my one of our nanny then. He used to stay with us. He will follow me to the place, then we'll come back. I know how their house look like. It's kind of all those they call it Bacha, face me, I face you house. So, but I see the way they used to talk. Like then the mom, the father will be like, before the mom died, the mom will be like, hey, imanayen wero kwa o. Hey, will you stay inside? No, but I love everything about that compound, that house. You understand?
Yeah.
So that was it. So, but I used to compare myself. I said, I wish she would be like, she would come to my house and then I'll come to their house that time. I wish she's here. She's hearing what I'm saying. Like, she would even testify that I used to tell her that time. Even she would be like, you know, Koye, what are you saying? You have everything that you want to. Like, I seem so ungrateful about my, and I want to be like her. And then she wants to be like me. You know that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this kid's mentality now. But now, everyone doesn't want to live in a poor and a poorest environment. You just want to be comfortable because it helps the mental brain too. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm still laughing. Yeah.
Why are you laughing? I'm
still laughing.
It's not funny.
Okay, let's look for, this episode is just for laughter. Like, let's look for more things to make us laugh. Who is the funniest person you've met in your life? Like somebody you know personally, maybe not comedians or anything, like the funniest person that you've met in your life.
Funniest person I've met in my life is my is it my no it's not my mom. Oh God, I'm trying to forget. Then in school.
Yeah.
Then in school, my secondary school, there is this girl they call Chomibe. Okay. Hi, that Beramaka. Yes, I think I remember the name. Beramaka Nwiwu. Ha. I don't think there's anyone that is more. They're very crazy and funny. Like everything they will say, if it's 100, 99% of it, you must laugh. In fact, they used to say me, I'm funny. I'm funny, but if you stay with them, Toby, you will laugh. Yeah. When I mean you even forget everything about then Chema. Why I say she's a funny, she can use one music like that and turn it to one secondary school song we used to form that time.
Same one for me.
Then Beramaka, she it's funny too. I think there are two people that is a former. Well, let me sing one. Oh, wait, oh, I know, what was it? Eli Muni na pork, Aroma na pork, Mama Bolo pork. Eli Muni na pork, Aroma na pork. Can you hear me?
I can hear Hello? You. I'm laughing.
Eli Muni na pork, Aroma na pork, Mama Bolo pork. You know, well, secondary school was fun. Well, no, not secondary school life. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I can imagine. Fun. Yeah, children can be funny, and it's like crazy kind of funny. I remember one time, one girl that was staying with us. I won't really call her our house girl, but she was staying with us one time, and so she used to make joke of this thing. You know, in the church when they would be like, Nafana, na wana monso, amen. So this crazy girl will now come and say,
amen, yes.
Nafana, na mona tranyo so. I'm like, what? She will not come because we are from Umwezanam and they call it Umuseum. She will not be like, Padandi Museum Siri, Onyetasia Karoku, go. Ne, menunka, can't you put up my mom?
Oh wow, she's very funny.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, like the way children come up with things is crazy, I swear.
Especially secondary school.
Yeah.
If you're a brother like me, and my body in life, I know there's sometimes there's one time I saw some people they were saying, my children cannot go to boarding house. Lies. Yeah. Me, I want my kids to be in boarding house because I really learned a lot and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because you pair with you're going to pair with your group, your peer groups a lot yeah. more, and you will learn a lot of things. The some people will be like, you join the choir. You join all those food and nutrition. A lot of people, like some of my friends, they learned how to cook when they were in secondary school.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, even funny songs. I remember then when our director would be talking, we'll turn everything he said to song.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to mimic one senior like that, that maybe once it's very wicked, we get to be mimicking her. You know that kind of thing, making jest of her, but it's very funny. But we were just kids then. And it's very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Yeah.
I swear, very sweet. So that's it.
Yeah. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys okay, have this notion that girls are not funny. Yeah. Guys say it a lot that girls are not funny. Girls can't take jokes. Girls can't make jokes. What do you have to say about it? Is it true?
Nigeria, they brought the light. No, I think girls are, I don't know, but I know that majority of girls out there, majority of girls are comedians, but just that they are scared of coming out. Then when they say girls don't take a joke, it depends on how you address that stuff. Like me, get some kind of one to take from you. Let me put it in pidgin. You get some kind joke where I'm not going to take from a guy. Like, there's what they call an expensive joke. Okay. Especially when you address it in front of people, I will get upset. But when you want to manage akele, you matter very a little. For me, let me talk about me. I joke a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, for me, they laugh. Like I was telling you, like they smile because half of what I will say, I must find a way to twist it to make you happy because that is me. I feel like if you're with me, you have to be happy. And then I've met like guys that I am now man, Jack. We joke a lot. Like we talk, we rapport very well, but we have a limit because some guys said they misuse that opportunity. You can joke it with a guy, you start thinking of another thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why some girls are trying to avoid that motion.
Okay, so girls laugh and they laugh a lot and they are funny and they can make jokes. Yeah. All right. So, Chineze, is there any other thing you want to say? Is there any other thing you want to say to make us laugh or anything?
Huh, me? I'm not to know. Like, any other thing I want to tell, I don't think it's going to be funny, but the advice I'm giving to my fellow girl out is that if you are doing something, if you have something you're doing that is making you happy and you're comfortable with it, your happiness is your first priority in life. No matter even your parents self, if your parents are not making you happy, the first thing that comes to your mind that you're uncomfortable, you want to leave the house, isn't it? So you look for a place that makes you happy. So as a girl, if you have something you're doing that is making you happy, not a bad one, no.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself over some certain things. It will come on its own. That's the advice I have to give people. If you're a makeup artist, perfect very well. If you're a chef, perfect very well. If you're a model, perfect very well. If you're an actor, perfect. Anything that you do that makes you happy, hey, you will come out from that shell. That's what I want to tell people, the girls. So that's it.
Yes, thank you, Chineze. I had a very good laugh today. Like, from that, your politician talk that, oh, you have 7 favorite people to your stories, how you would recreate your childhood. An amazing, amazing conversation. I swear, I had a good laugh. And yeah, it's been amazing. So I guess this is a good place to end it. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too. This is Toby Podcast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.